is Aakashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Dame Vandabla. The Election Commission said that 1,210 candidates are in the fray for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls across 13 states and union territories. A total of 2,633 nominations were filed for 88 constituencies. After the scrutiny, 1,428 nominations were found to be valid. Voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of this month. In the second phase, Kerala has a maximum of 500 nominations from 20 parliamentary constituencies, followed by 491 nominations from 14 constituencies in Karnataka. A minimum of 14 nominations were received from one constituency in Tripura. In Assam, 40 lakh women will take pledge today across the state to ensure more voting in the Lok Sabha polls. Participating in an Aakashvani talk show, senior officials of the chief electoral officer informed that women folks would help them to promote ethical voting. Our correspondent reports that cash, liquor and other goods amounting to 127 crore rupees have been seized so far in the state. The officials further said that flying squad and static surveillance teams have been deployed across the state to prevent movement of unauthorized items. They added that all basic facilities, including a ramp, drinking water, to be provided to voters on the day of voting, and some of the polling booths are to be exclusively managed by the Divyang officials. Sikkim Chief Minister and SKM Supremo Prem Singh Tamang is contesting from Soreng Chakung and Renok constituencies instead of Poklok Kamrang constituency, which he won in 2019. Elections to the 32-member Sikkim Assembly and the Lone Lok Sabha seat in Himalayan State will be held on the 19th of this month. In Meghalaya, the Regional Democratic Alliance, comprising the two parties, the United Democratic Party and Hill State People's Democratic Party, released its manifesto at a press conference in Shillong yesterday. Releasing it, the UDP president, Medba Lindo, said that the RDA candidate for Shillong Parliamentary Constituency, Robert June Kharjarin, will take up the issue's seriousness when elected. Reading out the manifesto, Medba Lindo said the RDA will leave no stone unturned to strengthen the autonomous district councils in the state. There is an urgent need for an effective national youth policy and national sports policy to promote the talents of the youth, Medba Lindo said. On education, Medba Lindo said the RDA will examine matters concerning the national education policy, the three-language formula, CUET, increased reservation of seats in technical and higher education, setting up of engineering and medical colleges, coaching institutes for competitive examination and skill development center at every district. Assam's veteran badminton player Arup Borgohain will participate at the 106th All England Senior Masters Badminton Championship 2024 to be held at Hertfordshire Sports Village, London from the 12th to the 14th of April. He will participate in men's doubles 50-plus category. Gujarat's Unnikrishnan Verma will be his doubles partner in the prestigious tournament. Both the players won bronze medal in December last year in Vietnam in the Senior Asia Badminton Championship. Mr. Borgohain, who hails from North Lakhimpur, presently working as senior officer at AG Office, Arunachal Pradesh. He is the youngest son of late Karnishwar and Kanmai Borgohain and the younger brother of NIS coach Roop Kumar Borgohain. In Tripura, the state government has suspended three state government employees, including a staff working under the Tripura State Rifles, from service. Official sources said the charges of violation of the Election Model Code of Conduct lodged against the three employees were found authentic after an inquiry and a recommendation of the Election Department. Official said of those employees, one was a graduate teacher working under the Primary Education Department, while the other was employed as a Class 4 staff under the Madhya Shiksha Education Department. The third employee is a staff under the 7th Battalion of Tripura State Rifles. Earlier in the last week, two state government employees who had been charged with participating in political party activities were suspended for violation of MCC. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Aakashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.